Christmas in a certain sort of way, which I'll maybe get to in a minute. But let me read you what it says. Psalm 98. It says, "Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has performed wonders. His right hand and holy arm have won him victory. The Lord has made his victory known and has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen our God's victory." And it says, let the whole earth shout to the Lord. Be jubilant, shout for joy, and sing. Sing to the Lord with lyre, and with the lyre a melodious song. With trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn, shout triumphantly in the presence of the Lord, our King. Let the sea and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it, resound. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains shout together for joy before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world righteously and the peoples fairly. All right, so not a terribly lengthy song, but it does remind us of a really famous Christmas carol, which we already kind of heard tonight. That song is Joy to the World. Joy to the World is based on this song. And I'm just going to read to you some of the words to Joy to the World. It's so familiar, and we sing it every year. And it seems like, I don't know, this year, it is the words to it have just kind of stood out to me a little bit more. And so let's listen to this and see how you think this kind of lines up with the song. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let the earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. And then the last verse, he rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. So we see here that God is the king, Jesus is the king, and our response really is to sing and to shout for joy. And that's what the angels are doing, and that's what all the people at the beginning of the Christmas story, we see that over and over again, and we see this singing, and we do a lot of that. I mean, that's really why we're having this program tonight. We're singing because it's one of the best ways that we have to express our worship to God and how in all we are of Him. But Christmas also is a chance for us to see past the darkness of this world and to look past it and to see the beautiful dream that God has for us, for this world. And more than a dream, but the thing that He is going to bring about. Right now, it's sort of like we're in the middle of the nighttime. We can't really see too well, and the nighttime can be very beautiful. You know, maybe there's some stars or something. But you know, it's kind of a mysterious sort of time. But one day, the dawn will break, and in one sense, that's already happened with the birth of Jesus. But one day, it will happen in an even greater sort of way, because God has revealed His righteousness in Jesus. That's what the psalmist says, that the Lord has made His victory known and has revealed His righteousness. Now, we always think of righteousness as just goodness or maybe being really good or behaving ourselves or something like that, but really it's a lot deeper than that. Righteousness means rightness, means things being the way they ought to be. I don't know if you have that satisfactory sort of feeling when something just sort of clicks together the right way. There's just something amazing about that, isn't it? And something fits together, or I don't know if you ever get any of those Legos for Christmas or something. Sometimes they just fit together just the right way. And it's very satisfying when things work out the right way. And God's very interested in that happening. And that's part of God's righteousness. And it's part of the reason why it is such a wonderful thing that He is coming in righteousness, that He shows us His righteousness through Jesus. Jesus died and rose again to forgive our sins and also to break the curse of evil in our world. That's what Isaac Watts says in Joy to the World. He says that don't let the sins and sorrows grow, or the thorns are part of the curse. But no, that we need God's blessings to flow all the way to as far as the curse is found. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to cancel out that curse that is over the world and that is in our hearts. Really, that it has sort of happened for some of us already in our hearts. Many of you, perhaps, are you trusting in Christ. And so for you, the curse of sin has in many ways been broken in your life. Maybe not all the way, but certainly in a very significant way. And that can be the case for any of us here tonight. And if that, maybe that's not the case for you, then know that it can be. And then finally, he says that the psalmist says that Jesus is coming back. The Lord is coming back to judge the earth. Now, a lot of times we think of judgment in very negative sort of terms. We think of fire and brimstone and terror and destruction and things like that. It sounds like kind of a very scary thing. And there are lots of places in the Bible where you read that and you think, oh boy, it does sound pretty bad. And perhaps it is pretty bad in some places. And maybe there are some reasons for some people to be fearful of judgment. But in Psalm 98, it sort of sounds a little different, doesn't it? I mean, right there at the end, he says, we're seeing that all of the earth just filled with sound. We have the sea and everything in the earth. The rivers are clapping their hands. The mountains are shouting with joy because he is coming to judge the earth. Almost like they're excited about it. Like it's a joyous sort of thing. It's a happy thing that's going to happen. He's coming to judge the world righteously. It's actually a really good thing that's happening, and it's going to happen. And he's coming to make things right. And that's what part of what's happening at the end. That's what we're looking for, what we're expecting when Jesus comes back. And that begins in our hearts with what Jesus has done. And he begins with our hearts, but then he wants to spread that righteousness and goodness and everything working out the right way. He wants to spread that all through all of creation and make everything new. And that's very exciting to think about. And so, really, this prospect is so joyful that the only response to it is to sing. And there are so many songs in the Bible that as a response to this vision that people have seen and have of how God wants things to be. And so tonight I just ask you, do you have that kind of faith? Can you see that? I know we're in the darkness now, but can you see to a different sort of world, a world where there's light, a world where there is peace and joy, and do you have faith to see something like that? Could you have faith to believe that? And I pray that you do, and I pray that you would. And hopefully that will be encouraging to you this Christmas season. Let's bow for another word of prayer. Father, we thank you for just the amazing poetry we have in the Bible, and you've given us songs as well that we can sing, help us to understand what really you want to do on this world. You created this world, you love it, and ultimately all things are going to be made new, all things are going to be very bright, and help us to trust you, to love you, and to have faith that that is what's going to happen, that faith that Jesus can take away our sins, we can be made new as well. And we pray that you bless us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.